This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live. Welcome to the program. Of course, you can take control of the airwaves and you can bring up anything that's on your mind. To come tonight, we do have the next chapter in our little book club that we've been doing here on the air with Economics in One Lesson. We'll be talking about pricing and how all that works. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Daryl.
Also, I do want to, give you the Skype username. Skype username is lrn.fm. That allows you to get interactive with us and sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio. It's pretty nice quality when you use Skype. You can also call us toll-free at 855-450-FREE. Plus, coming up, Daryl, you want to talk about 10-cent grocery bags as well as the black market in some countries. So we got a lot of economic-related stuff on the table. It tends to be our focus here on Sunday nights. But last night I did mention the Satanic Temple was back in the news, and I wanted to get to that story, so I don't like to tease something and not get to it, if I can avoid it. So from DallasNews.com, Julieta Chiquillo is reporting, the Satanic Temple doesn't like the paddling of schoolchildren, so it's picking a fight with a small Fort Worth area school district. On Wednesday, it raised a billboard along State Highway 199 in Springtown with this message, quote, "Never be hit in school again. Exercise your religious rights." Unquote. Members of the Satanic Temple, an activist group that views Satan not as a deity but as an icon of rebellion, are criticizing Springtown ISD, I suspect that stands
Independent
for something
school district,
yeah, for allowing corporal punishment. The district made headlines in 2012 when a male assistant principal in Springtown High School paddled two female students.
So what does religion have to do with this?
We'll find out. The billboard displays the group's logo, which features a pentagram framing a goat skull. It also highlights a website that invites students to fill out a form that would affirm, quote, the inviolability of the human body, unquote, as one of their deeply held religious beliefs. If a student registers on the site and then later faces corporal punishment at school, the Satanic Temple will send a letter to the school board on the student's behalf and even go to court to fight for the student's right to free exercise of religion, said the group's spokesperson, Lucian Greaves.
And I suspect that that will probably be promptly dismissed.
Why?
Well, because, you know, there are a lot of people that have, you know, deeply held religious beliefs. It doesn't mean that any school is going to recognize them.
Well, I see what you're saying, but is that going to mean the case will be dismissed? I mean, does that mean there's no standing? There
probably does mean that there's no standing. Or it means that they could also say, well, they have all of these immunities. There's this reason. There's a million reasons why the case could be dismissed.
You're right. Odds are in the school board's favor. There's no doubt.
There are a lot of people over the last couple of years that have, you know, for one reason or another, come to the conclusion that if they say, it's my religious belief, they can do whatever they want to.
Yeah, but we're not talking about that here. We're talking about them wanting to avoid being beaten in school.
It's not against my religion to be assaulted. It's against my religion to have money stolen from me.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean that you're going to be able to convince the government not to steal from you.
I get what you're saying.
It doesn't mean that you're going to be able to sue someone on religious grounds if they break into your house.
There's no doubt. I agree with you. They've got a tough case here. I'm with you there, Daryl. But on the other hand, we're not talking about them trying to get out of taxation, which, you know, I would support them if that's what they were trying to do as well. But we're talking about them not trying to have a hand raised to them, which is a different story. That's a different story as far as, like, convincing people that you're right. It's going to be harder to convince people that you shouldn't be able to pay taxes because of your religion versus that you shouldn't be hit.
Remember, the cannabis church in Indianapolis said, it's our deeply held belief that we can smoke cannabis.
But then they didn't smoke it.
And then they didn't smoke it, and didn't they, like, get shut down, or there was an attempt to shut down something?
No, there was, they just basically shut themselves down, as you pointed out. I mean, so they claimed on one hand that they had this religious belief in cannabis, but then when the time came for them to show the world that that was their religious belief, when the police were basically surrounding the place and trying to intimidate them, and they ultimately did not use cannabis in that instance,
So
then it proves that it's not their religious belief.
Not your religious belief. Right. Oh, it's against your religious belief to be assaulted. Well, you didn't. Didn't move when I swung the paddle, so I guess it's not against your religious belief.
So
I just see it, so many ways that this could wind up. If they do file a lawsuit, it's going to get thrown out.
Maybe.
It'll certainly make headlines that they filed a lawsuit.
That's worth something. I mean, obviously the Satanic Temple is interested in making headlines. They're very good at it, and ultimately they're trolling here, and they're doing a fine job of it. I mean, they've purchased a billboard to draw attention to this issue. If anything, even if a lawsuit happens and fails, they've certainly drawn attention to it. They've probably started a discussion about this again, because again, it was in the headlines previously about the paddling at a high school. And so this is another excuse to put it into the headlines. I agree with you, Daryl. It's a tough case, but they're going to have more public support because it's anti-corporal punishment. I mean, that sane people are probably against corporal punishment in school, I would think. Now, there's the people who were raised with corporal punishment.
Beat in school. I turned out fine. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, we hear it all the time when
You think it's okay to hit children?
That's what you would say back to them, right?
Right. Like, did you really turn out okay? Mm-hmm. You think it's all right to hit children. That's not okay.
That's not okay. Exactly. And so kudos to the Satanic Temple. They're on the right. They're definitely on the right side of the issue. Whether they prevail in court remains to be seen. And maybe the school board doesn't want to go to court over this. You know, maybe they maybe this will scare them into submission. Who knows?
I would also like to point out that on the Satanic Temple's billboard, where it says, never be hit in school again, exercise your religious rights, I want to make sure that everybody knows that the word exercise has no clever spelling, as if to exercise
E-X-O-R.
A demonic spirit.
Exercise the demons!
It is spelled with three E's.
Well, if anybody has any demons in them, and I don't believe in demons, but if anybody has them, it's the people who are hitting children in these schools.
Yes.
Horrible. Registering for the website will not make the students members of the Satanic Temple, says Greaves, but it will align them with a group's tenet that a person's body is inviolable and subject only to his or her own will. Greaves says, quote, this all comes down to us offering an exemption to corporal punishment. We're hoping to get children to sign up to exempt themselves from corporal punishment policies, whether their parents agree or not. Unquote. The 2012 paddling of the girls in Springtown High School violated a district policy requiring corporal punishment to be carried out by school staff of the same sex. But after the incident, Springtown ISD changed its rules so students could be punished by school staff of the opposite sex, so long as a school employee of the same sex as the student was present. The mothers of the girls who were paddled complained that their daughters had bruises. Now, again, the best solution here for any parent who is sending their kids to a school where there's paddling is to get your kids out of the school. Don't wait until some beating is administered to your kid before you then sue and get tied up in a multi-year-long lawsuit process just to try and, as Daryl has pointed out, likely fail to get some kind of justice for this. You're better off just preempting all of this by withdrawing your son or daughter from that school and figuring something else out. Either sending them to a private school if you can afford that, there's a range of private schools out there, or doing unschooling where it's basically your children's direction. They get to decide how they learn and what they learn. Or there's homeschooling as well. There are choices out there, and they don't involve making your kids subject to sadists.
And since we're on the topic of alternative forms of education, on Saturday morning we were listening to a local talk radio show with a state senator, and the topic was on school vouchers. And I've got a lot of philosophical problems with school vouchers.
Right.
But what was the claim that this guy made at the end about
regressive tax?
Yeah. School vouchers are a regressive tax on the parents that are using the vouchers to send their kids to other schools.
No, I think he was saying it was regressive on the parents who were not using the vouchers.
No, he was saying on the ones that are because they still got to come up with money out of pocket.
We're coming up here in moments, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Your thoughts on the Satanic Temple coming up.
Bitcoin.com is the most unique online destination in the Bitcoin universe. Buying Bitcoin? Do it here. Want to speak your mind to other Bitcoin users? Our forum is always open and censorship free at forum.bitcoin.com. There's no bigger Bitcoin believers than the Bitcoin.com team. That's why this site is a one-stop shop for everything you need to get into Bitcoin life. You can also play games at games.bitcoin.com. Learn more at bitcoin.com. That's bitcoin.com.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do. Even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Talking about religious freedom. Do you have a religious freedom? Or do your kids have a religious freedom from being hit in school? That's what the Satanic Temple is arguing, and they're asking students in Springtown, which is, I guess, in, let's see, where the hell is that? Fort Worth area in Texas. They're asking students to sign up, sign a statement that would exempt themselves from being corporally punished in school. And they're threatening to sue the school district over any of their supported students who are who end up getting hit. We'll talk more about that. You're welcome to share your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Did the school that you had when you were growing up, did it have corporal punishment? 855-450-FREE. And healthcare is pretty messed up in the United States. Yeah, there's some plan afoot in D.C. to change things, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to get any better. It just means that the system will change. And the system, of course, the government has been driving up those healthcare costs over decades. It's not going to, you know, get fixed anytime soon. So you've got to take responsibility for your own health care, but you don't have to necessarily have health insurance. In fact, HealthExcellenceSelect.com will give you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment as often as daily and no charge, 24-hour access to doctors, a medical information card that you can give to EMS, first responders, the emergency room, or whatever medical professional you want. Plus, their doctors that they cover include traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and the price. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. Go there, learn more. That's HealthExcellenceSelect.com. Our toll-free number, if you want to join us, whether you want to talk about the school corporal punishment situation or whatever is on your mind, our number, 855-450-FREE. The 2012 paddling in Springtown, Texas, made news where two high school girls were paddled by a male administrator. The school district did end up changing its policy so that students of any gender could be punished by a staff member of any gender. So rather than abolish the corporal punishment policy, they just expanded it. And the mothers say their daughters were given bruises. Kathy Watt told the Fort Worth Star-Telegram, quote, "I gave consent for my daughter to get a SWAT, but I didn't give consent for him to bruise my daughter. I don't think, well, what do you think happens when you SWAT somebody? I mean, if it's just a little tap, then it's not really a spanking, is it?" I remember they actually had a paddle, and I suspect that's what they used in this particular instance, because
probably
that's what's much more likely to give somebody a bruise. You know, a slap with a hand, probably not as likely, an open, you know, open slap. But in this case, it was bruising. She said, further, "I don't think a female will raise a bruise because she doesn't have the strength of a male." Well, some females certainly could do it.
Yes.
She says, "I think it sends a message to boys that it's okay to hit a girl and it's okay to bruise a girl. That's not right. No, lady, it's not right to hit children, period. It's not right to hit anybody, period, unless it's in self-defense."
Right.
But, of course, if these girls had gone ahead and used, let's say, some sort of Aikido or, you know, karate self-defense techniques against this principal, what do you think would have happened to them? I suspect there would have been criminal charges brought.
Probably.
In that case.
I remember at my middle school, we had a new principal come in, and he was cleaning up the school with his paddle.
Really?
And I remember thinking then, as I guess a 11, 12-year-old, that it was horrifying.
Yeah.
That somebody that I, some stranger, would presume to do something like that to me. And this thing in Springtown happened at a high school.
Yeah.
Which is, that's sick.
It seems even more bizarre, but regardless, I think it's sick at any level. And I remember the same thing in the beginning in elementary school. I don't think it was present in the end of my elementary school. And I went to elementary school in the 1980s, so the mid to the end of the 80s. And I remember it specifically in the beginning. I think they changed principals at some point. Maybe that's when the policy changed. But I do remember that the kids there were terrified of this principal. And it didn't stop bad behavior. It just meant that the kids were terrified.
Right.
That's all.
I forget if it was my junior or senior year of high school when the principal had resigned like halfway through. So the football coach became acting principal.
Hmm.
And he brought back corporal punishment.
Wow.
As far as I can remember, there was only one student that he did paddle, and it was a guy that we called Tiny.
He was huge, right?
Tiny was 6'8".
Yeah, of course.
We don't know what he weighed because the scale only went to 350. And the story is, and nobody really knows if this actually happened, but, you know, the story is, he told Tiny, bend over, grab your ankles, grabbed the paddle, took, like, a stepping swing, and lifted Tiny off the ground.
Oh, my God.
Again, nobody was in the room except for the principal and Tiny. So, could have just been a story that got told. Don't know.
Did you hear it from Tiny or did you hear it from somebody else?
I heard it from somebody else. So, everybody that heard the story was like, I heard from this person.
Right. Lots of hearsay.
And neither Tiny nor Coach would say whether or not it happened.
What ended up happening to the coach? Anything?
Nothing.
Yeah. You know, if you think about it, the kind of person...
Well, not until, like, you know, 15 years later when they found out that he may have misappropriated some funds and wound up getting rid of him. But, you know, nothing because of the corporal punishment.
You gotta wonder what kind of people are attracted to a role where not only are they in authority over children, but also have the ability to use violence against them. I mean, that seems like it's going to attract kind of a sick person, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Going on, the Satanic Temple said on its Protect Children Project website, which is protectchildrenproject.com, that it chose Springtown as the site for its first billboard because, quote, they routinely hit students, unquote, but it offered no other examples besides the 2012 case. No one answered the phone at Springtown ISD on Thursday. About 2,700 people live in Springtown, which is about 27 miles northwest of Fort Worth, Texas, which is one of 15 states, by the way, that explicitly allows corporal punishment in schools. According to former Education Secretary John King, in a 2016 letter, more than 28,500 children in Texas received corporal punishment at a school there in 2011 through 2012. In that academic year, according to the most recent data available through the Department of Education, however, many school districts forbid the practice, including Dallas ISD, headquartered in Massachusetts. By the way, Salem is where they opened their their offices.
Of course they did.
The Satanic Temple eschews the supernatural and doesn't actually worship the devil, according to its website. Instead, it presents Satan as a symbol of defiance to authority. The group considers beating children at school to be child abuse. Greaves said of the campaign in Springtown, quote, "We're not doing this to recruit. We're doing this to protect children because we think it's a savage and backward practice," unquote. Now, I bet there's some Christians out there that would defend this practice.
Probably.
The old saying, spare the rod, spoil the child. Isn't that a famous Christian excuse for beating kids?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, my parents spanked me.
Mm-hmm.
And
for how long?
I think, I don't know when it started, but I think it probably ended shortly before I turned, you know, went into double digits.
Okay.
And I don't think that I was ruined.
Oh, we're coming up. Sorry. Free Talk Live.
The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free here. Bring up anything that you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. What's your experience with corporal punishment in government schools? We were talking with Johnny Ray about his, and you're welcome to weigh in. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And Skype again at lrn.fm. You can get your online shopping taken care of by going to shop.freetalklive.com. When you do that, you'll find some links to Amazon. There's also a link to Walmart there. You go through the links, and Free Talk Live gets a portion of your purchase price. So whatever it is you need to buy, if you were going to shop at Amazon anyway, because they've got a great selection or free shipping or whatever your reasons, Free Talk Live will get a cut of the sale when you start your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. And that includes Amazon US, UK, and Canada. That's shop.freetalklive.com. Johnny Ray, we had some technical difficulties there and ran head-on into that last break unexpectedly. So you were saying something about your parents. They did spank you for a period of time up until you were like 10-ish.
Yeah, something like that.
Years old. And I don't know at what point our radio listeners stopped hearing what you were saying. So if you could just pick up at that point.
So I was saying that I don't think that it ruined me. And it, to a certain extent, I think it probably helped me a lot.
How?
By introducing me to limits and consequences, limits that I couldn't just behave however the hell I wanted to without somebody putting a stop to it if they were bigger and stronger than me and it was offensive to them.
Yeah, but I mean, aren't there ways that parents can put limits on a child that don't involve hitting them? I would say there are, because there are parents who have had problem children who have managed to successfully discipline those problem children without using violence. So, I mean, aren't there other ways to create those boundaries that you're talking about?
I certainly hope so, because when I have children, I don't want to have to resort to hitting them.
Mm-hmm.
But children are unschooled in the school of life, and they can be barbaric little savages.
Sure.
Who will certainly not respond to a reasoned discussion, but can only be restrained or clapped in the face.
So I think there's a difference there, right? Like the difference between restraining a child, making sure they don't touch the hot stove by grabbing their arm before they do it. That would be a restraint versus slapping them in the face or, getting out a paddle because they tried to touch the hot stove, right? That's like a huge difference.
Right. They're about to run in the street and there's a car coming down the road, so you grab them by the collar and keep them from running in the street. Yes, you've used force against them, but, you're not just whacking their butt because they didn't listen.
Right. Spanking has an intent to injure behind it.
Well, I don't know if necessarily there are a lot of parents who would say that it's not their intention to hurt the child when they're spanking. They'll use terms like, I just give a light swat. So they'll, back out of any kind of responsibility for the actual hitting that's going on there. And again, they'll justify it because, they don't know some other way to punish. That's how they were raised. So that's what they would go to. And all you really have to do is just start researching the experiences of parents who've had, again, difficult children and how they did it, and get some ideas as far as what those other options are. Because you don't want to, especially if you've been hit as a child, you may be likely to go to that as an option unless you have increased your repertoire, mm-hmm. so to speak. So it would be a good idea to look into
right,
that before
and,
you have some kids.
Most people default to, this is what happened to me, so this is what I'm going to do, instead of, reading books and other things, because reading books takes time.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's just so easy to do the things that happened to me, and, that's what I know.
Now, on the other side of this, there's the peaceful parent, and I don't know if I necessarily agree completely with that aspect of parenting either. Like, the peaceful parent would say they should never use any kind of force against, basically bringing the non-aggression principle into their house. Oh, what's that? Your infant son is toddling on over towards the roadway? Well, you can't use aggressive force against him to restrain him against doing that, so I guess you just have to let him learn that lesson for himself.
But
that seems ridiculous.
Wouldn't that actually be using defensive force, because then you're defending the child from a greater force?
Well, you'd have to ask a peaceful parent that. I don't know how they would respond to your question there. That's an interesting question, Daryl. The toll-free number, if you're one of those parents, 855-450-FREE. I know that I've had peaceful parents on this show say that they would not make their kids brush their own teeth, which, of course, ultimately, if the kids don't brush their own teeth, is going to result in the parent having to likely foot some bills for some serious dental work over time.
Well, but all the teeth fall out, before they turn, 8 years old anyway. So I'll only, explain once they start getting the new teeth.
Uh-huh.
Then I'll explain why they need to brush them.
Yeah, I don't know about that, Daryl. I don't know if I don't know if the fact that the teeth will fall out at some point is going to mean that a cavity or any kind of other infection would be any less painful in that particular time. I mean, the idea, of course, I suppose, from the peaceful parent, and again, I don't want to speak for him. I don't agree with violence against kids, but I don't agree with necessarily that not ever restraining a child, like letting them touch the stove, letting them, do the things that are obviously dangerous to their well-being and their
health. Go ahead.
Health.
Play with fire. You'll learn.
You will learn. It's just you might have a third-degree burn, or is it third that's the highest degree?
Yes.
Yeah. You might have a pretty serious burn after
which
the
is fact. Actually no more painful than a second-degree burn, because third-degree burn, it burns off the nerve endings.
Ugh.
God. So you don't feel the additional pain?
Yeah. So if you're a peaceful parent and you want to address some of these things, you're welcome to dial in. Our toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. Let's go to the phones, to the phone. We got Aaron. He's in Indianapolis listening online. Hey, Aaron.
Hey, guys. How are you?
What's on your mind tonight?
First of all, I just want to say, Daryl, I still love you. Okay. Anyways, I was just, you guys are talking about, corporal punishment with kids and stuff. And, am I correct that none of you guys actually have children?
Thank goodness, no.
Legally, I do not, but I do have a biological child that I've not been allowed to see for about 10 years, and I don't want to discuss it.
Oh, okay. Well, sorry, I didn't mean to bring up anything painful there. I was just asking. I think Mark has a kid, and that's about the only guy I've ever heard on there talk about having a kid.
Chris Reitman, who's here on Thursday nights, also has a child, and Heather has one as well.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. I guess I just wanted to interject with some of my own experiences with my own children.
Yeah.
I have two sons. One is 4, and the other is 2.5. And my wife and I philosophically said that we would never spank our children for obvious reasons or whatever. And it's not something that I like to have as a go-to, but it is a scary, effective way of inducing correct behavior on a kid. Like if you want to get them to do something real quick, you just spank them, and they usually figure it out real quick that if I do X, Z will end up happening.
No doubt. Violence is a very effective way to control other human beings. We've certainly learned that from the government.
And I will say, you know, kids are not easy to raise. It's a very stressful thing, but...
Well, Aaron, hang on. We'll bring you back here, and you can continue with your experience as a parent. So you said you weren't going to spank, but then you did? Let's find out more here in moments. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And while it may stop the bad behavior in the short term, what does it teach in the long term? Perhaps it teaches the child that violence solves problems. This is Free Talk Live. Is that what you really want to impart?
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-3494. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-960-3494. Call 1-800-960-3494. 1-800-960-3494.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink 3 or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. We're talking about that old, age-old topic of corporal punishment, and not just in government schools, but in home. We've gone from talking about a school district in Texas that has been using corporal punishment that the Satanic Temple is now calling out with a billboard in town asking students to sign up and state that their right to their own body is inviolable, and that if the school decides to use corporal punishment against that individual, that the Satanic Temple will possibly bring a lawsuit against the school district. That led to a larger conversation about spanking in, you know, as far as raising children is concerned. And Johnny Ray was telling us about his experience being spanked. We also have Aaron on the line in Indianapolis listening online. We're going to get back to Aaron and his thoughts as well. You can join us 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And if you want to help support Free Talk Live, please join the AMP program. You go to amp.freetalklive.com, and it's $5 a month, and that's money that we can invest into Free Talk Live so we can get on more radio stations around the country. We welcomed our KGOE, our longtime affiliate from Eureka this week, to our weekday show. They're taking us to replace, sadly, Alan Combs, who passed away a few weeks back. So we were an option for them, and they went with us. And it's, you know, the fact that we can effectively market Free Talk Live and get on over 160 great radio stations, which is where we're at today, is helps us get on more stations. The more stations you're on, the more likely other stations are to pick you up. And so over time, your $5 a month actually should get more effective as we are more and more effective at bringing new stations on. So it's still $5 to you. It's still the price of a cup of coffee. But for us, it means new stations. For us, it means new listeners. In fact, I got a cool email today from one of our listeners who was trying to sign up for the Free Talk Live AMP program, and he had some difficulty, so he emailed me to help out with that. And he expressed to me that he was actually former military, and he happened to – I'll see if I can pull up the exact email. I won't use any names because he didn't necessarily tell me that I could share his story, so I won't say what his name is, but he says that he was, after leaving the Marine Corps, I was a hardcore Republican who went all in on John McCain. The one night I found Free Talk Live while scanning stations, because that's what radio listeners do, is they'll hit the scan button every now and then, and they'll find new things to listen to. And I'm now a Bitcoin activist that writes a regular column for the local hometown magazine spreading the ideas of liberty in Tennessee. So
nice.
Yeah, what a wonderful story, right? All because he happened to find Free Talk Live on a radio station somewhere. So we can have more of those stories if you get behind the show as a Free Talk Live amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com. It really helps us out and helps spread the ideas of freedom. That's ampamp.freetalklive.com. Let's go back to Aaron in Indianapolis. Aaron, you were talking about spanking. You said you and your wife had decided that you were not going to raise a hand to your children when raising them, but ultimately it sounds like you ended up choosing that. I'm not real clear. What happened?
But yeah, we ended up, how do I put this? We introduced spanking into our arsenal of child raising, I guess you would say. And I don't want this to sound like, you know, I get off on beating my kids or anything like that. I think you're kind of portraying some people who use corporal punishment as somehow enjoying this or getting a satisfaction from it, which was not the case in my situation, and I'd assume in a lot of cases it's not. But the actual situation where I used it, my older son, who was probably about 2 and a half at the time, was terrorizing the household. And he was hitting his mother, hitting his younger brother. We had done 2 timeouts. We had tried to reason with him that this wasn't a very nice thing to do and things like that. And he just continued to just run around hitting people and things like that and enjoying it. So I finally pulled him aside and I spanked him. And it was a pretty traumatic 5 minutes. He didn't like it. He cried. But after that, he quit doing it. And after that, another time that I utilized it was we were in the car. And we're driving down the road and he's getting out of his car seat. And he was a little bit older at this time. And, you know, going down the interstate is not a real good time to pull over and do a timeout or have a heart-to-heart with the child. So, right. Again, I told him, if you don't sit down and get back in your car seat, I mean, it's a matter of safety. It's, you know, maybe it's the hot stove thing, only child flying through the windshield at 60 miles an hour, or I get pulled over and have to explain to an officer why my child's not restrained. Mm-hmm. So I finally told him, if you don't get in your car seat, you're getting spanked. And it was kind of, I made a threat and I needed to carry through with it. He wouldn't get any seat, so we pulled over and he was spanked. And I think he's probably been spanked 2-3 times in his 4 and a half years. And anytime he gets up to shenanigans, that is sometimes used as a threat. If you don't do, you know, whatever, I guess it's a threat of force, if you'll call it, but I mean, if it's a situation where it's his safety or mental health issue for his parents, it's effective.
Now, how old is he now?
Like I said, he's 4 and a half.
4 and a half. So three to four times, yeah, you say, like over said, 4 years. So,
probably,
I mean,
yeah.
It doesn't sound like you're somebody who turns to that first. So I'd say that's a good thing, you know, not using that as your default form of punishment. So that's good, you know, trying to refrain from it until the very last moment. I mean, I can't say I blame somebody. I would probably be similarly frustrated by the antics of, you know, brattiness of some child. And I don't want to be a parent that's one of the reasons.
Yes.
But ultimately, I'm curious, why did you say in the beginning that you didn't want to spank your son?
My wife was more philosophically opposed to it just due to some personal experiences in her life. And, you know, and I think, yes, it's, you know, we do agree that it's something that can produce violence and it's not something, you know, we want to use regularly, but I guess I would say whenever it comes down to a parent in a situation with a child who just won't behave, if they turn to that sometimes, I can't necessarily condemn them. And this is not, you know, like beating your kid in the Walmart parking lot or something mm-hmm. like that. In the cases that I used it, I made sure I was calm whenever I administered it, or I tried to be anyways, not just, you know, randomly I'm going to backhand my kid because they're being annoying or something like that. That's not what I'm saying, but it's something that I guess I just consider to have in my toolkit.
Aaron, thanks for calling with the explanation tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Someone calling themselves Mr. Hand is on the line in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mr. Hand.
Yeah, Johnny Ray, my parents never spanked me, nor did any school administrator, because the threat, mere threat of corporal punishment certainly kept me in line. And it doesn't work for people like Christopher Cantwell, as you can see, or turned out to be him.
So are you against spanking, Mr. Hand?
No, not against little brats that say things and preach lies, which I wanted to say to you.
No, that didn't answer Johnny my question. Ray. I said, are you against spanking?
Johnny Ray, I wanted to ask. Talk to Johnny Ray. Johnny Ray, a person you're sitting right next to once accused my parents of hitting me. Speaking of corporal punishment, he will repent and atone for slandering my good resting parents. Or else.
I don't even know who you're talking about at this point.
I know, you dope. You said my parents beat me once and you thought it was pretty funny.
I have no idea if your parents beat you, Mr. Hand. I have no idea.
You said it, not me, Humphrey Talk
okay.
Live.
Well, I don't recall that, and if I did say it, then I apologize, because I would have no evidence.
No, you're not sorry for it.
Well, there you go. Have a nice day. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. He can't even accept an apology. You know, he's called and demanded apologies before, but even if I bothered to make one, he won't even accept it. So what's the point?
Right. He says, you haven't apologized sufficiently. He said the same thing to me even after I've apologized numerous times.
Right. I don't remember
anything.
Which
is why I don't even listen to him anymore.
What he said. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
I see these families and
which families? The banking families?
These families that I'm about to describe where the parents have no control over their children. Say, say I'm at a restaurant and I see this. And the parents are begging with their children, saying please do this and please do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm personally against asking your children for things and using the word please with your kids. I prefer
to lay down the rules.
Yeah, to just tell them. Do this, do that.
Well, there are alternatives, of course, to spanking, and there are a bunch of websites that have them. We could go through some if you'd like. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. Also, we got to talk about economics in one lesson still to come here on Free Talk Live.
Nothing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.